Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, let Mashiach come, but let me not live to see it, because the generation is going to be so spiritually decrepit, there's not going to be shaykh to live in a generation like that. And Rabbi Yosef said, Ada Rabba, let him come, and I'll live, not just in the shadow of the donkey, of the Chumrius, but in the lowest of the lowest, in the waste matter of the Chumrius, that's where I'll dwell. That's the matzav that's going to be before Bris HaMashiach. And it's dafka what we said, the message of the Maharal there, that it's dafka the Sumerah. We avoid it. I don't want us to try and do the Aset Tovs. No one's saying stop doing Aset Tovs. But the Ikka Avoida is going to be in the Sumerah. And you see that.
Can you hear us today?
Yeah, I can hear you beautifully.
Oh, fantastic. Can you please mute everyone?
I'm too scared to, because then I might be able to hear them again afterwards. Okay, but I'll mute everyone. I hate doing this. I hate to tell you to shush. That's almost,
sorry.
Disgusting, man. Anyway, all right, whatever you asked, I have to listen.
No, thank you. It just helped us hear you better.
No, understand. I did it. I'm a good boy. I did what you asked. Okay. I don't know, maybe because it's so quiet here, we're getting more done, because in the Beis Midrash there's noise and talking and this, and somebody mentioned, like, we managed to get through half the Sefer in pretty quick time. It just takes like a year to do this, so I don't know if that's good or bad. Anyway, whatever, harm we'll see. So that's the avoider. But you have to work on the Aset Tovs, but the Ikka avoider, yeah, is Sumerah, and you see that Chush. You see that the nature of the generation, the nature of the shyness we have, are about holding back, not doing, getting this out of your house. Don't do this. It's a whole new Nisoyin, and what makes the Nisoyin even more difficult is because it's changing all the time. You know, our grandparents had Nisoyinus, but the Nisoyinus were pretty constant all through. Yeah, every day you've got like new things, new changes, what can you call it? It's not poshut. But the thrust of the message is, yeah, is we're Isaac in the Sumeraz and not in the Osset place. More, the emphasis, that's the pshat of Rabbi Yosef. I'll sit in the shadow of his Chumrus. Why? Because I'm going to be focusing on the Sumerah. And if you're working on Sumerah, then the fact that the generation is very low and there's all these challenges is actually good news. Now, Sha'en Kain, Robert, Ula, or holding now, you have to build, you have to generate, you have to Osset Toiv. And how are you going to be Osset Toiv in a generation that's so low? Okay, that's the thrust of what we did yesterday. Okay, so Kufnun Aleph in the second paragraph. He says like this: Anik shlatzmi chashti pam agosh zu ba'ifin mushchi ba'achas minisoy. He has an enormous way of showing this in his own life, and just practical down to earth events. Oh, sorry, I want to just put the recording on. Sorry, I didn't put the recording back on, and I'm going to get shouted at afterwards. Fine. So Kufnun Aleph on the second paragraph. Fine. So he says, yeah, that he had his own personal experience with this. He felt this proper. This concept of the difference between the Aset Tov and the Sumerah, he illustrates it very beautifully with a story that happened to him on one of his journeys. ושאלת הקלה שירה במטוס, נלצתי לנחות בשדה תופה שלא כמתכונן. There was a problem with the aeroplane, and you had to land in an airport that wasn't planned for him to be there. חבר תעשייה ודיבוס שכנע אותנו במלון, סומך ללינס לילה. The airline put them in a hotel, עד שתקון התקלה, until the problem would be fixed. That happens, you get on an aeroplane, you think you know where you're going. You don't know where you're going because you think you're going to London and you'll end up in Athens or whatever. These things happen. So that's why he landed up in a hotel room that he wasn't planning on being there. כשנחתי לחדר הייתי עייף מאוד מהדרך הארוכה, מהשיעורים שמסעתי ביום הקודם. And when I got into my hotel room, I was very exhausted from the traveling and from all the shiurim he'd been giving. אולם רמות הכל, רציתי למלא את הדף היומי. He wanted to do the daf, he hadn't done his daf yomi yet. כשיבתי על הקורסה, פתחתי עשה גמור ונסיתי ללמוד. So he sat on there on the couch, whatever, and he opened the gemara, he started to learn. אולי הפוט הכריע אותי. He was just too tired, you know those days where you open your gemara and you start learning, and then you wake up 5 minutes later, and then you go again and you read the same line 15 times, and you know those moments. לא הייתי מסוגל להבין מילה וחצי מילה. So I couldn't understand half a word, I couldn't understand what I was doing. וכך נדם כשהקלה. fell asleep for a while. Tesherati berega rishon nishbali. When I woke up in the middle, I was broken. I was almost upset with myself. Chashavti l'atzmi. Avi v'sabo yisai hayu anoshim she'asocha v'mescha chelek min hayom. Before then, your grandparents used to work part of the day. They were businessmen. Ramoses kasher b'lebeis, when they used to come home at night, yoshvu l'mandim cheshek rav and ashasa ketanos shel alayla. They used to come home every day from work, tired, exhausted, have something to eat, and they used to learn till the early hours of the morning. Va'af chibru svarim v'chidush chidush Torah. They wrote svarim, they were chadish chidushim, they mamash wrote chidushim in their svarim. V'ile ani aneni musugel afilu l'madis adaf yoyim. I can't even just get through daf yoyim b'kias, you know, like without too much. So he's very upset with himself. And you know that, Agosha. Everybody here knows exactly what he's talking about. You feel like sometimes, like, what am I? Like, am I so weak? Am I so shy? Am I so far from reality? I can't even do the most basic bit of kedusha, a bit of ruchnias, nothing. I'm too far from it. I was very upset. When I'm lachy rega al machshava, he got in a meskona shone. But after thinking about it, I came to a completely different conclusion. Hitboinanti svivi. I looked around my environment. Muli nitzav masachanak. On the other side of the wall, I was sitting on the couch, on the other side of the wall, there was this massive screen. Loli shani yeshev mamush betzel glali achamor. He said, I felt like I was mamush sitting under the waste mat of the donkey. Velechitzitz kato, ani alul yishkur beyam shel bidud amir bekol ha'ilam. There's a little machine here next to me. What I have to do is push the green button, and the whole world of entertainment, of escapism, it's all there for me. I'm not talking about things that are not nice, things that are not similar. No. I've all had a show. Listen to the news for a while, you know, watch a National Geographic maybe, you know, do something a little bit. You're in a hotel room, you know, you've had a long flight, you weren't expecting to be here, you probably didn't have too much kosher food to eat. Who knows, you know, you daf yomi gaitnish. So what's the problem? So you switch on, you push the button, havaya. אני עייף, אני נמצא לבד, I'm alone, I'm tired, מדוע שלא לחץ על הכתפו, הוא ענות פושטבטי. אך במחשב הנוספס חשבתי, then I thought again, ריבוני של אילו, את הדף יוימי, איזה עומר לא תוירה, איזה עויסה תויר, שנותנו לך, אבויסה, 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 אמנה נהיה מסוגל לתת. השם, listen, I've got a problem here. The daf yomi and the omala toyer and the ose toyer that my parents, my grandparents, their parents gave you, I can't give you. I'm too tired. I'm too tired. But I've got something very awesome I can give you that they couldn't give you. My ancestors, with all their tzitzis, with all their godless, couldn't give you what I'm about to give you. You know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you this remote control. This little button on the remote control, that's what I'm going to give you. Lo haya lehem es ha-sumira sheyesh li. They never had the sumira that I have. They never had this kind of a nisoy. They had other nisoyness. But this nisoy they never had. And I'm having it now, big time. Rak ani yeich letetach ha-esma she-lo nitnu lecha ha-beseni v-reseni v-goyshe zeh. Those kadoshe elyon, those giants of human beings, of Yidden that lived before, they gave you things that I can't give you. But you know what? I can give you something that they can't give you, that they couldn't give you. Zutaf kidein ibadoze. That's a beautiful illustration of what we talked about here. And you have to be very sharp to pick this up. If you want to build yourself and you want to recognize how great you really are, because we are, you have to recognize these moments. This moment could have got wasted. For me, the pillar of this story is not the Maisa. So he was in a room alone, he hadn't seen the screen, he was tired, he couldn't learn the daf yomi. He said, and he saw him, so he pushed the button, didn't push the button. He said, and if he pushed the button, he said, tzadik yipul v'kshiv, tzadik yipul v'kam. He said, that's also built into the system sometimes, you are going to push the button. He said, that's not the vote. The vote for me, the godness of the story, is that he was able to recognize the moment and celebrate that moment. How many of us, when we have a moment like that, the moment just passes, it goes. You don't recognize it, you don't do anything with it, you don't celebrate it, you don't bank it, you don't have it there the next time you need, you have any sewing like that, you don't have it again. You want to look back and say, well, I've done this before, I can do it again. Because the moment just gets wasted. I was in a hotel room. It was really hard, whatever. Well, you know, whatever. There was this TV screen. I put in my back. You know, whatever. Eventually, Baruch Hashem, I fell asleep. I didn't push the button. Well, I did push the button. I did tshuva. Whatever. Zelo ha-sipur. I mean, that's the sipur. It illustrates the point. But I took something else out of this. Is how many moments like this get wasted? How many opportunities do we have like this on a day-to-day basis? And we do succeed. Or even don't succeed. The bottom line is how often did we notice that he has an opportunity to give Hashem something that no one else could do. That for me was gewaltic. He had the presence of mind to step back and say what he said. That takes training. Okay. So, and that's our tafkid. Even though we're not going to reach, may not reach the levels of the Osei Tov that previous generations are able to reach, we're not short of any sumeras. If you have no sumeras, you're probably in the wrong place. We have an abundance of sumeras that can generate an enormous amount of Douglas. Yama pikturim harachovim rachav hu ma'od. The seductions of the street out there, and they're in here, and they're massive, 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 massive. In this can here, b'nei chayim, v'namoy b'nisoyin zeh, shu anisoyin achron. You work on this, and you develop tools and skills. You matzliach. In this nisoyin, this is the nisoyin acharon. V'chesedim koneinu, nakibu maloseinu v'chudeinu al pnei kol adoros. We have to recognize the opportunity to v'chesedim koneinu. But more importantly is to recognize our milas, to recognize the enormous qualities we've got. You hear too often, and it pains me to hear this, you know, oh, we're such a shvachador, oh, we're so low, we're so this. It's nonsense, it's not true. And if you want to say that about the door, that's fine. You can do your own truth and lots of horror about them and do what you are about yourself. But it's just to recognize his milas, it's to recognize his strength, it's to recognize the enormity of the Nisoyin. And he has to recognize when he has moments like that. There's moments like that with the button. You have to notice that those are moments. Those are real moments. When you push that button or not, it's not about, am I going to do an Issa? Am I going to be a bad boy or a good boy? No, it's how's my relationship with Hashem going to get developed here? That's the vault. And also, when you can't learn your Daf Yomi, or you're not generating the Kedusha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, not to be broken and not to be sad. I remember, I think what Pinkus once said, he said it about South Africa, but I'll relate it to, I'll say it first for South Africans, and then I'll tell you what it means in American terms. In British terms, I'm not too clear, but if Pinkus once said, he said, if they ask me, why didn't you get to the level of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'll say to them, if Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to drive down Louis Huerta Avenue every day, he also wouldn't have got to the level of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So in South Africa, you understand what I'm talking about. In Americans, let's say, had Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to walk through Times Square, he also wouldn't have been Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That means Rabbi Akiva Eiger was Rabbi Akiva Eiger because he had to do what he had to do. I'm not saying, well, I'm not Rabbi Akiva Eiger because Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't have my Nisoyness. I can do just as great as Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Not that I can write Chidusha Rabbi Akiva Eiger or the Gilyan HaShas or no, Chas V'Shalom, not even trying to compare myself to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's toenails in that greatness. But in the greatness of the Sumeira, you know what it's like growing up in, I mean, you know what it's like growing up out there today. You know, you know what distractions and problems and insanity we have on a day-to-day basis that he never even, his wildest dreams didn't have to deal with stuff like that. So that's the word. You have to recognize how enormously great we are and how wonderful we are and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of us because he doesn't give you insanity you can't handle. So if he's given us this Nisoyin, then that's a big compliment. He's telling you, I trust you. I trust you to deal with this. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given it to you if I didn't think you could handle it. We saw from the Chasam Sefer, the 80% of Klal Yisrael never came out of Mitzrayim because Hashem saw they can't handle the Nisoyin. So I didn't give it to them. You don't give someone a Nisoyin he can't handle. So if he's giving us this Nisoyin, that's a compliment. He's telling you, I'm telling you, you can do this. I trust you. I know you can do it. So go for it. That's the vault. Not to walk around being miserable because we are at such a low level. It's nonsense. Okay, so we finish off this sefer, this shah. The namin beimuna shleim ki beikva samedoseinu benisoyin ze niroim lebula. And we have imuna shleima that in the result, as a result, on the heels of us withstanding this nisoyin and doing the work in the sumera that we're supposed to be doing, we'll be fitting for gula. We'll merit gula. B'skuz zeis niske b'mehere b'yemeni lekiim nevoisa shlishai novi. Bezrat Hashem, very soon we'll be able to mekayim the nevuah of Yishai Novi and Yishai Samach Vav. Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu bo kol haveya. Sisu ato misois kol hamisablim aleya. Laman tin koi v'shavosom משד התנחומיה, למען תמצום הזגי המזיב כבוידוי, אמן כן ירוץ אתכם, ובזכת בשמחוס ירושלים וגילו את כל הוויה, תבשמח ירושלים, ובגילוי, שמחה, radiate, celebrate, all those who love her, and to be sois v'simcha, all those that are mourning for her, we should be zeicha very soon to be able to be zeicha to gula shleima b'hera b'meni, omein v'omein, hadun alecha, shah aleph. Now we start shah beis. It's called ben olam l'makom. There's two parts to this.
I have a question, is possible, just for the sur mera. If it's enough to have sur mera, that means it's like today with the coronavirus. It is enough to put a mask and that's it. We see that we have also to stop, everyone have to protect itself and the other one. The problem is also the responsibility. It's not enough to protect himself if no everyone is not playing the game. And the problem is, it's also a collective problem. If we spoke about the Geula, not only the individual problem, it's a collective problem also, and how to act in this one.
So what's your question? What you're saying is correct, I just don't hear a question. What you're saying is correct, I just didn't see a question mark there.
The question is, this approach is too much individual. That should be a more collective approach. That means...
Oh, okay, I understand the question. Fine, I understand what you're saying. You're saying like this, I have to do what I have to do. I would mind doing what I have to do, when there's a whole nation up there, they're not doing what they have to be doing. Well, I'll tell you now, one of your responsibilities, individual responsibilities, is to make sure, I think everybody's frozen out there, you can still hear me?
Yes, it's okay.
Because the pictures are all gone, the video's gone, I don't have any video of you guys. Oh no, this is crazy what's going on out here. Okay, fine, I don't have to see if you can hear me, that's fine, I can hear you. So part of your individual responsibility as a yochid, okay, is to also make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who you love, his other children are also being taken care of. Now, how you do that and when you do that, I'm not going to go into that now, that's not our subject. How you take responsibility for yourself first, and then as part of your own personal responsibility, Kol Yisrael Arabim Zem Zeh, and you take care of the rest of the Klal Yisrael. That's an economic. Of course you have to do that. I'm answering your question, we have to do it. Now, how each person, what he does and when he does and how he does, so that's not a conversation for now. And that's, of course you have to. You go through all the Svarim, from the Chodesh of the Babas to the Gemaras, of other persons can be responsible for everybody. Your left hand and your right hand. The left hand doesn't say, well, I'm part of the right hand. So, we're one entity. Klal Yisrael is Guf Echad. We're all one entity. But we do have a Klal that says, Chayecha Koidmen. I have to Rech Kamaycha. It starts with me. First, I have to do what I have to do. Then I can start pointing fingers at everybody else. The job is not to point fingers, the job is to help other people who don't see things as clearly as you, and other people who see things in certain areas not as clearly as you, to help you. Avada, there's a collective responsibility, there's Klal and Prat. Yeah, we're talking about the Prat, because if the Prat's not in place, if the Kamoich is not there, then there's no V'Ahavta L'Rechah. It starts with me. But Avada, you have to go out there and Mekayim why do you think Riftava wrote the Sefer? Why do you think I'm giving this Vard on Zoom, because not just about me, I'm happy not to switch on Zoom, I'm happy just to sit on my own and just do my own little thing. No, I have to get out there and wake up the nation. So whether you're talking about wearing masks, whether you're talking about not using internet, or whatever the machine is, whatever the area is, many, many of those. So there's a collective responsibility, not a question, no, of course. The corona thing's made it very difficult because we're so isolated, to be cut off from our normal kehillah activities, that you have to find new ways to be mashpia on the kehillah, but that's for sure there, that's for sure, and it's a double portion. I don't want to go into it too much now, maybe remind me tomorrow. The story that Rav Nachman used to tell that illustrates this, but it's going to take too long. But the bottom line is, if you love somebody, let's say you've got a brother, and you love him, you really care about him, and he's got a son who's local kachra beseder, and the family relationship between the father and the son is very strange, a very tense relationship, but you really love your brother, you wouldn't try and help make peace between him and his son, not because he cares much about the son, but because you care about the father. and you could care about the son as well. But let's say, lo pokach manyena to this. But if you love somebody, what's causing him pain, you're trying to alleviate. So too, if you love Hashem and you have a deep relationship with Hashem and you're worried about the Tzara Shechina, you'll do whatever you can to alleviate it. So you'll make peace between the son and the father. The Maharal, by the way, in Agamet to his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, says that Mefurish, the Kiruv HaKoyim, is making peace between the father and the son. That's what it is. So 100% correct. 100%. A lot of this collective responsibility. But only as much as I can do. What I can't do, I can't do. And therefore, I don't have to worry about what I can't do. I have to do what I have to do. And you have to make sure that you look after yourself and do what you have to do. What about everybody else? Okay, that's another story. To see how you can must be another people. There's a mitzvah for chocha. There's lots of mitzvahs out there. There's a lot of involved in ways how to do that. You could be potter. I don't know. That's a big question practically how you go about doing that. Each individual, how you do that. Chofetz Chaim also changed the whole world. You know, he built himself. he was very chayecha koyimim, and yet he changed the whole world because he was concerned and cared about the soldiers going to the army. So he wrote a book for them, and he wrote a book for this one. He was concerned about the whole of Klal Yisrael. But it didn't stop him focusing on his own personal responsibilities as well. And that's not a poshut thing to do, and it has to be worked on. But that's another shira and another discussion. Communal responsibility. If Taubes spent his life flying around the world, trying to improve people's lives in Ruchnias, and he had a vision, and he went around teaching his vision all over the world. So yeah, 100%, 100%. Sure for the question. It's a very
thank you.
Remember that yeah, we're not just in this world for ourselves. That's an, I don't have an official chaim yet, but that's the official chaim. Adam lola atzma nivra. Person is not created for himself. He's in the world to help other people as much as he can. Tizek kola adam. Ze kol adam. I didn't say ze roev adam. Ze kol adam. Why? Because that's like being like Hashem. Hashem's not in this for himself. Hashem is himself, fully activated, fully fledged, 100% himself. There's no questions there. Yeah. But what does he do with that self? He just gives to everybody else. Kulu kulu chesed. And me as well. I'm going to be fully actualized. I'm going to make myself into the biggest, best thing that I can make myself into. But not for me. Not for me. For everybody else. Nefesh Chaim says it's mefurish in many places, the whole theme running through the Nefesh Chaim big time. In Adama, he says this very extremely, and this runs through the entire theme of the Nefesh Chaim. You have to do what you're doing, but not for you, to benefit the world, of course. But there are times where, in practice, and that's what I want to go into this, you have to know when to be selfish, when not to be selfish. It's not so possible. At the Chofetz Chaim gone out there and tried to change the world when he was 40, there would have been nothing of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim built himself and worked on himself until he was 60, and then he went out and changed the world. So you have to know when and how. These are big discussions. Today, Shem Torah used to have these discussions, big discussions. Between Rav Nof and his brother Rav Yaakov Zatzal, where when to be kiruv, where not to be kiruv, when to get, where not to get, how do you go out there, how qualified you have to be before you. These are big, big, ongoing discussions, but the evidence out there, the writing, the chazals, the Torah on the responsibility we have for anybody else is humongous. But the first responsibility you have to yourself, same as in Stocker, you have to first take care of yourself before you take care of everybody else. Okay. Fine. So we're on Kufnun Zayin, we're about to start a new Sefer. It's in the same volume, it's published and bound together, but it's called Shah Bet, but it's really a separate Sefer. It's the, okay, he'll explain what he's doing here himself, I don't need to do it. Ad Ata, this is the Psicha, this is the introduction to the new Sefer. Ad Ata, Askina Basugis Abram Avinu. Up to now we've spoken about Abram Avinu, but we'll eventually stop now and go back to the beginning, do Chazara, but we'll probably lose about 25%, if not more, of the people that are here. So let's do something new. Let's go weiter. So up to now we've been dealing with Avraham Avinu. As Banu Barachova Shavra Avinu who Rishon Shigulos Erech Atzmoy, Avraham Avinu was the first one that revealed his value, real value. As Cheshivoy Sa Ishit Klape Baroyam, how choshuv important he was in the eyes of Hashem. Vetrumoso L'Tikun Abriah. And how much he would be able to give, yet again you see the answer to your question, how much he could give to rectify the entire Bria. We are there, Shagile is my rechus a kesha, but Kodeshutfus will reuse him a Kodesh Bochum to the offer. He was the one that revealed, that found and discovered and opened up this whole system of relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beger Shutfus and Reivs, partners and spouses with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu. Adonai Mori Midrash Tanchum Pashat Lech Lecho Peregimol V'yoyim Hashem El Avram Lech Lecho. Hashem says to Avram Vinu Lech Lecho, he's Avram, not Avram yet. Zeh Shom HaKosu Shami Bat Veri V'tiyaz Necha V'shochef Yimach V'beis Avichu. Shomu Bas Veri, listen my daughter and see, V'atei Az Necho, and bend your ear, Zeh Avram. V'shochef Yimach V'beis Avichu, Zeh Avodes Kechovim U'mezolos. That's talking about the base of Icha, that's talking about the Zorah and the worship of the stars, whatever. V'yis'or ha-melech yefichu, zeh ha-melech malch le-melech ma-kodesh Baruch Hu, v'hu chofetz le-fiyosoy v'avlon ha-zeh olam ha-ver. Hashem is the one that desires your beauty, your yofi, in this world and the next world. Ein Shah. Amru v'nei ha-rishon sh'gile ki ma-lech ha-sayifusim ha-kaim es ben ha-kodesh Baruch Hu-griya, ki ma-lech ha-shel ishtoy k'gufa. Avram Avinu discovered the system that was there, that he found it, he understood it. It's Ishtay Kegufay. And he understood that Hashem Kaviyachol, the way we explained up to now, that Hashem needs him Kaviyachol. Moshel Chach, Yisad Avram Avinu, Allah Shalom Bo'olam, as you saw, Midas Achesed. Avram Avinu was the one, therefore, that planted the Yisod, built the foundation, the first of the foundations, the Baram La'atzmai, and Chesed. In the Zohoric material, it says like this: Gemilas Chesed Amodim, Shere Ein Chosid Ela Mischesed in Koyne. Avraham Avinu established Chesed because there's no Chesed as Ela the Chesed you do with your Creator. Shekol Amitzvah Shemekayim Atarosim LeGol VeHem Es Hashchina. With all the mitzvahs you do, the goal of them is to redeem the Shechina, whatever that all means. Because they who is a chesed in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and with that he's giving chesed in Kodesh Baruch Hu by redeeming the Shechina. So that's Kabbalah. I don't know what it's talking about, but you hear the words. You hear the words in all senses of here, even though we don't understand what we spoke about the other day. We don't understand what this means, but you have a feel. There's a Shechina that's in Kodesh, whatever that means, and for somehow, when we do mitzvahs, you reveal, you redeem the Shechina, and that's doing chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, I'm not going to try and explain Zohar, but he's bringing it here to show you that this is not his new idea that he invented, that you only give Hashem, do chesed for Hashem. This is already from the Tanoi. After we have learned about our value and the importance, and we've recognized this system of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu developed between us and Him, now we need to know, that's all very nice. Up to now we've learned a lot of Hashkafa, wonderful ideas, beautiful ideas, new ideas. We've stepped into a new world, we have a new approach to reality that we never had before. We mentioned that right at the beginning, we're stepping into a new world here. Now, how do you live in that world? It's all very nice. You got on the airplane, you took off, you learned all about, you know, you have your passport, your tickets, you got on the plane, you got there, you're on the plane, you know, you're reading all about this new place you're going to and how it works and whatever, and the rules and regulations and the system. Now you get off the plane, you need to know how to live there. How do you survive there? What do when you're alive in a new place? So that means Hashem will start tomorrow, we're in the bottom of Kufim and Zayin, we'll start tomorrow to deal with Yitzhak Avinu, who took what Avraham Avinu discovered and established, that went out and Mamash looked at it and built a world around that. So that's Hashem. The goal now is Aleinu Ladat Ketzet Chaim B'Poel Apil Aruch Hashem. And you live L'maisa knowing this, and then we're going to be touching on some big sugyas yet, massive sugyas. B'Tochen, Imuna, Tefillah, Ishtadlus, very many, many big subjects that affect us on a day-to-day basis. Practical stuff as well, and Metz Hashem, we should be Zoichem Metz Hashem to start a day tomorrow. The Seder. Yeah, that's for now. I think enough.